What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Clocks Running, the podcast for everything flag football officials. I'm Ant.
And I'm Jacob. Welcome, everybody. What's going on, bro?
Hey, man, I just love that music, that intro music. I just can't get enough of it.
It's a classic. It's turned into a classic.
It is, for sure. Hey, I don't know if you know this, but I live like 10 minutes from a lake, and there's something called a lake effect here. So I'm like surrounded by like 2 feet of snow right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross. That's gross, dude.
Yeah. So that's what's going on here. Does it snows in North Carolina, right?
It has before, yeah.
It's not a usual.
No. Usual thing. I mean, like we do get snow, but it's not like all the time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. Well, this coming week. You are headed to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll be in the Bay Area.
Yeah. So it makes sense for us to have somebody from the West Coast, right? Because, you know, there's a point where you get tired of listening to all these guys from the East Coast. Oh, we're better. Contact is so much better. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Eight man, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff. Mm-hmm. So we gotta bring in the fresh West Coast, you know, ideas and thoughts And you want to introduce our guest tonight?
Absolutely. I am so excited to introduce the newest actor in the newest movie, Brink 2 from Disney. All right. This is the best boy band member you guys will ever meet. He's the coolest guy you'll ever know. Bring in my man, Law. What's going on, bro?
That might be top three introductions I've ever had.
Hey, man. You know what? give me a week. I'll have the best one.
Hey, man. I know you're used to like the, you know, like real shady Instagram live videos that you guys have in the Bay Area, but we do things a little different here.
Whoa, hey man, this isn't Law's first rodeo with us. I don't want to have to come to his defense all night if this is how it's going to be, Ant.
This is good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, okay, if this isn't his first rodeo, then why is his phone turned the wrong way? Can we talk about that?
I can't do anything. Maybe that's how the boy bands do it. But hey, you know what? He's flipping it now, and bam.
There we go.
We got a lot more Law on the screen. It's all good.
Hey, man. So, what happened?
I said, thank you guys for having me.
Of course, bro.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, thanks for coming on. You know, I mean, if Jacob's headed to the Bay, I mean, you basically helped build the Golden Gate Bridge. Like, you're a founding father of flag football in the Bay Area, right?
I've been called many things, and that is one of them.
Would you say that you have the best league in the Bay Area?
Best league. We have a lot of great leagues in the Bay, man. And the dope thing about the Bay Area is we have different leagues, but we all work together. And any of us can say we have the best league, the biggest league, the most women, the most men, the most teams, whatever. But at the end of the day, we all work together. And short answer is, of course, I have the best league.
My next question is, have the Curry Bombers ever lost in your league?
We don't usually play in our leagues. That's why I'm so ecstatic when we have Abdullah runs leagues. There's a guy named Danny that runs leagues. There's Sacramento leagues. So, yeah, we get to play in other people's leagues. Have we ever lost? Yeah, of course. We're human. Sometimes we show up and play 4-on-5. We don't usually win, but it happens, right? It happens.
Having fun. Hey, I got a situation for me. I got a call today about this. So a director is playing in their league. The co-director had to suspend his other co-director. But that co-director who had to suspend the other one is not going to be there for playoffs to enforce it. How do you feel about that?
Man, it's a shame that a director is even being suspended.
You know, and I don't know the situation, but that sounds like that's got Dallas written all over it.
It's not. I'm not airing anywhere. I will say it's not in the state of Texas. I will say that.
Okay. All right. However, fair enough.
This situation was given to me earlier, and my jaw hit the floor. But anyways, just ponder on that. Keep moving, Ant.
Another situation. I don't know if you knew this, but you know you've heard of Bex Plus One, right? You know who that is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if you know this, but the Plus One, when it used to be all the brothers of Bex, Jacob was the Plus One, and he left these guys. He constantly played with these guys, and then they never lost in Jacob's league. Isn't that crazy how that works?
All right, so since you're lying, Jacob's never played with X Plus One. The Plus One was like one of their friends from way back when. It was never me. That's jacked up, man. That's just an outright lie. And we don't do that on the show. I thought we were for the truth, man.
I don't know. Maybe I got my history, crossed or whatever.
I feel like you got some pent up aggression that you just need to get out. Why don't you go have a lake effect somewhere else?
Oh man. So Law, I know it's been a while since Pacific Northwest, San Francisco area has had like a big national tournament there. Do you remember the last time that there was something pretty local to you?
The last biggest one we had was Golden State Championships. I think you reffed it.
That doesn't count. That's like your local stuff, man. I'm talking.
It was about the same amount of teams.
I'm talking like USA flag, FFWCT. Come on. Give me some.
Yeah, but the teams that are coming, yeah. It's been a while then. It's been a while.
Was there like a battle of San Francisco at any point, or battle of the Bay, or anything like that?
I mean, we had some stuff that we called actually the shirt Battleground. We had Battleground tournament. We have USA Bowl tournament, and those usually about anywhere from 60 to 80 plus teams.
Yeah, what's different about this coming weekend that you're excited about?
What's different? It's in Dublin. So the city of Dublin is like in the middle of everything. It's 30 minutes, 40 minutes to San Francisco, to San Jose, to Oakland, although you don't want to go to Oakland. It's in the middle of like the Bay. So it's a good spot to be.
Yeah, I love your guys' transit system. Jacob, you should check it out while you're there because – What's the transit system called there? The
Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Yeah, it's amazing. You walk out of the airport and you go right into the station. And I had to go to Oakland when I was there the last time I officiated, and it took me right to Oakland, right where I needed to be. And it was great. I mean, seems like it goes all the way around the Bay and everything. Is that you had kind of a different. Law, your expression said different. Is that not a good transition?
Depending on the time of day that you get on BART will determine your experience. So if it's late night on even on a weeknight or weekdays, man, there's some crazy like situations. You'll see fights. You'll see gangs beating up somebody. You'll see people shooting up heroin. You'll see people taking a dump. Like just the most wildest stuff that you just don't expect on your ride home.
Hold on, Law. I was talking about the transit center, not your Tuesday night league. I think you're something different.
I wish we had that much action in our.
Ant!
what?
Sweetheart, here you are talking about calling his Tuesday night league BART. Like it's from The Simpsons or something. This isn't Springfield.
The worst part is the Tuesday thing is actually Abdullah's league, so he was clowning him.
Oh.
Didn't know about this. Make sure you put this as one of your short videos.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, can't wait to talk about that one on Saturday. Appreciate that, bro.
Hey man, haven't you guys noticed I only do clips that are gonna throw someone else under the bus, not myself.
Yeah, I'll take care. I'll take care of that.
Hey La, so we've been having some fun conversations around you know, start, cut, bench. I don't know if you've seen some of those. We've been talking, you know, had some GOAT conversations as well. So we want to talk a little bit about the West Coast here, but before we get into that, there is something I need you to settle, as far as the best burger in the country goes.
Okay. What are my options?
Well, I need a third. Jacob, I'm sure you can come up with a third, but I want In-N-Out in there. I need Whataburger, and I need a third option.
And it's up to me.
Yeah, I mean, unless Law, you have a third option?
Do you guys have Nations out there?
No.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, okay. The Habit?
Yeah, Habit's trash. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had one for about a year and a half, and they just turned it into a cookout, so which is the East Coast thing.
Okay, because we don't have that.
I know there's Fat Burger and Smash Burger and okay, we'll just pick between In-N-Out and Whataburger.
I think that's what you do.
I heard some amazing stuff about Whataburger, so I tried it out several times when we went to a bunch of the tournaments in Dallas. And man, I just can't get a good meal there. Like, I try so hard. I've tried at least 4 or 5 times. And every time I'm just, like, disappointed.
White Castle. Put White Castle in.
Oh, God.
White Castle, In-N-Out, Whataburger. Start, yeah, cut, bench.
Yeah, I'm going to start. I'm gonna
start. Go ahead, start now.
I'm going to start In-N-Out. I'm going to bench Whataburger, and I'm going to cut White Castle.
I think that's the same thing for me, actually.
Yeah, I've never even had Whataburger. White Castle.
Oh, dude, it's just an onion. It's an onion-filled bun with, like, a side of burger.
Yeah.
Really?
It's awful. Yeah, it's awful.
I had to think about it for a second. Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
And it's funny because I had In-N-Out for the longest time, living out in California, all of that. When it first got out to Colorado, there were lines for like 3.5 hours because people wanted it so bad. And it really doesn't taste the same outside of the state of California, in my opinion.
Wow.
But every time I've had Whataburger, to me, that's the best burger. And
you also don't have any taste buds.
Is that true?
You don't have any taste buds.
Why? Why don't I have any taste buds?
Because you put cream cheese on a Philly cheesesteak. Let's just start there.
Case closed.
Okay, my bad. Sorry. What is that book?
It's the case getting closed, man.
All right, well. All right, let's move on. The next thing I want to talk about, because I think we need to settle something here. And since both of you guys are on tonight, we need to talk about this whole thing that happened in Oregon at Oregon University a few years back. Okay, so Carolina against the Bay in a 5-contact game. Law, can you break down what happened in that game for me?
Yeah, so first we played in a non-contact division right before it, so we were exhausted. So we were like, do we still want to play 5-on-5 contact? And there was a team that came from Carolina. We're like, okay, let's give them a good experience. Let's at least try to give them a good game. So we played them in seedings, waxed them. And then we played them in the playoffs, waxed them, and we're like, what is all this contact talk about? But they're actually really good sports. They're actually really good dudes, like super respectful, very physical. Obviously, we were expecting it, but we were just never played that physical before. There was this one play where my brother got the snap. He's looking downfield. Nothing's open. So he runs. He rolls out, goes down the sideline. And we didn't know about this rule, but I guess there's a sideline rule where if you go down the sideline and you don't get out of bounds, game on. So one of the
least you got. Look, hold on. All right. I've let you talk long enough. I don't know what happened with the scores. I don't remember that far. So you could be absolutely right. I can't attest to that. I do remember that play because there was video and they called me freaking out. There's no way. Nick barely got touched and pushed out on the sideline.
Brother, he got Goldberg tackled.
No, he got
beard.
He got like, boop, and they screamed and whined and cried. No, I'm kidding. He did get blown up on the sideline. And at the end of the day, if your hands are there and it's the judgment of the officials, how egregious it is, that's the thing. And I think it was who? It was Lance, it was Mark Nations, and it was Coop having to referee that game because they were the only three that were there. Thanks, Ant.
I was still playing back then, man. You gotta give me a break.
Yeah. So that was right before I got on the road with Coop. But yeah, they went out there. They were out there more for, I think, the experience. Kind of same as you guys going up to the university and getting to see all that. I don't think there was very many teams in that either. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they, yeah, ultimately the Curry Bombers did beat Legion. Legion, now, also, they beat them twice. Now, to be fair, the four of them put the team together that were from here. I think of the, like, eight players they had, I think it was just the four of them who were from here. I think they picked up Sven and a couple other guys from out in Midwest, out and a couple guys out west. So,
and shout out to them for traveling all the way out
there. Yeah, absolutely.
And again, they were super classy, like super, super classy throughout the whole event. But do you guys remember that play with Sean Taylor hit the punter in the NFL?
It was not that. Oh my God.
And because I respect you guys so much, a fight didn't break out. And I was respectful about it too.
Hold up. All right. What's your fight record, Law? Now I want to know.
With my wife, I have never
won. No. Okay. Number one. That's a fight that never gets won. Ultimately, you lose that fight no matter what.
Hey, Law, hold on. Let me interject here. I got your back on this one, Law. So in San Diego last year, you guys were playing against I don't know what they were called. It was you guys were playing against like Hoosh and those guys. I don't know if it was still BTV or
yeah.
So I'm telling you right now, I have never heard anybody talk so much mess to Hoosh in an entire game as Law was doing in that game. And there were points where Hoosh was like, I just saw in his face, like, it was just that expression, like, I'm going to knock this guy out. Like, is this the point here? Like, because he just, like, and Law just kept going. Like the 25-second play clock had just started, and Law's, like, screaming from the, you know, the backfield, like, you suck, Hoosh! Like, just like, you're trying to go my way! Like, just nonstop. I don't know if anybody was recording, but all they were doing was hearing you talk the entire game. And it was a really good game. Like, I think it came down, either it went into overtime or it came down to, like, the last play of the game. Yeah, final play, right?
The whole game, yeah, I was talking smack to him because I was covering him. He was playing receiver, and I think Manzi was quarterback. So I was just covering him the whole game, and he wanted to score a touchdown on me so badly. And I was playing a little bit off, so making him throw curls and stuff. Hi, Princess. Say hi.
Hi.
A special guest.
There we go.
But yeah, it was such a fun game of talking smack and my love. If you don't mind, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I had to throw up a little bit. Come on,
Gwen. So yeah, it was a good game. It was a good game. If someone recorded that game, those clips for sure would go viral. I promise you. They would have millions of views.
Yeah. It was, yeah, I mean, awesome. If there was someone on the sideline that didn't know you, Law, like, they would have been like, this dude really hates Hoosh. Like, this guy, like you were taking it personal. Like, you, like, literally the stuff you were saying was to the point where it was a little nasty. Like, I was like,
wow.
Yeah, like, he had this purple thing on the top of his head. And I was
he knows what I'm talking about.
I was clowning. I was like, what are you wearing? That looks so stupid. I never cussed once, though. I never used any bad language. I was just very mean.
Yeah, but who should have definitely reacted? Like, there were times, like, he would, like, poke his head out of the huddle and, like, his jaw would just drop. Like,
I was screaming at him. I said, you have 7 catches for 44 yards. What are you happy about?
Wait, did they end up winning the game, though?
They won on the final play, yeah. But Hoosh had zero touchdowns. Yeah, zero touchdowns.
Yeah. Right, seatbelt. All right, well, so like I said, I know we got to talk. We've been talking about GOAT and start, cut, bench. We talked about burgers, but Law, I got to put you on the hot seat. I need answers. So there's no, you can't, I don't want to hear the politically correct answer. I want you to hurt feelings. Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm in.
So for flag football for the state of California, who do you think the GOAT is?
First person that popped into my mind is, his name's Chucky. Chuck, he's the quarterback for Dream Team. I don't know if you know him or not, but he's the quarterback. He quarterbacks for, like, Calhoun and them. He's, like, the ultimate competitor for the past 20 years.
Yeah, Chucky Lozano is who you're talking about.
So him, and then James Calhoun is just unreal. He's my favorite player. He's been doing it for a long time. He's been doing it, like, with Chucky for forever. So I'd say James.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's both Southern California. So you're saying nobody north of Bakersfield can compete with those two guys. Just want to be clear.
Those two guys have played on the big stage as well. They traveled. Chucky went to the 4-on-4 $10,000 cash prize tournament a bunch of times. Has played very, very well. I think he won it once, but he always competes against all those Goose Crews and MOBs and all those teams. So, yeah.
He's probably had 6 or 7 shoulder surgeries, I think, at this point.
That's what happens when you play that much.
Yeah, for sure. No, and he did return a couple years ago. I had the opportunity to ref some of his games. Him and Calhoun were playing together. They were calling themselves Death Row out in SoCal. But you know, they really just threw the team together with a bunch of those, like, that kind of generation of players, and they still were competing with all the younger teams out there. I think they fell short in the playoffs, but in the league that they were playing in. But yeah, I mean, you can tell Chucky, you know, it's quarterbacks that are just have that such a high IQ. It doesn't matter if their arms become a noodle, they still know how to get it done.
Did you have any unsportsmanlike conduct penalties on Chucky?
On Chucky? No, not on Chucky. On Calhoun? Yeah.
I don't think, because Chucky has played in a bunch of our tournaments in the Bay Area too. And he's a super class act, like, just a great human being.
It's funny because that team that they assembled, the Death Row team, there was like Chucky and a couple other guys that I just don't know their names. Very, like, just like you said, class act, like, you know, they're just there to play football. And then there were just some guys that were like, every single call that I made in every game that I officiated for the entire season that they were in it, I was getting screamed at. I was getting called names. I was getting like they wanted to chase me off the field. Like, it was, you know, it's very
for me not to hurt feelings. Who are they?
Well, Calhoun, and then I can't remember some of their names.
Then how are they?
This is a team. It was guys that were all on Dream Team. I just don't know their names. That, you know, when I'm throwing flags, I'm not like, oh, I'm throwing this flag on. Yeah.
Describe them. What do they look like?
They wear flags on their hips.
Okay.
And they cleats. They wear cleats.
No political answer. You said. You said no political answer. Let's hear it. What do they look like?
It was cold. They were all wearing dicey masks.
You ducked it so hard.
Hey, I didn't think you'd run from smoke like that.
Hey, let me tell you this, all right? Let me tell you this, Law. When you're top five dead or alive,
Oh, man.
Oh, shoot.
All right, cool. It sounds like what you're saying, SoCal has better players than Northern California. So,
traveling, they've done really well. What? Historically,
always traveling,
done really well.
Yeah. Did Curry Bombers ever play in any of the big AFL tournaments or no?
Yes. Two of them. I think they had three seasons or two. Two, then both. I think the highest we played was top 24, maybe? Top 24.
You guys could never beat the Thundercats?
I've only lost to the Thundercats maybe once. Ever. But they're such another group of class act guys. I love them. Seriously. We play them in
No, hold on, bro.
What?
There's one guy on the Thundercats that's not a class act.
Well, he's in a class of his own.
He knows exactly who I'm talking about. No, that guy just gets fired up. He's a class act. He just gets fired up.
I was gonna say he's fun. He's just really loud. Yeah.
He's just really.
If I have a party, I want to party with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did a lot of cake stands when he was younger, for sure.
He still does a lot. Oh.
Keg stands.
Yeah. I can see that.
It's where they take the keg and they set it on the ground, and then one of your bros props your legs up.
Been a while.
You know what, though? He's a player that I think sometimes when he travels, like, he doesn't know a lot of maybe some of the well-known players. And, you know, there's certain players that you just don't want to say the wrong thing to. And he will just start screaming at people because he's just all amped up. And I think there's been a few times where I'm like, this guy – so, like, someone needs to tell him, like, this is not the guy to cross right now.
No, but I love that about him because it's like we're playing flag football. Like, who cares? Like,
yeah,
anybody can get it.
Pause.
Yeah, that's true.
And he wants to smoke. Like, if something goes down, he'll be all right.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, I have a few Star Cup bench questions for you.
Yeah,
and we're gonna.
Hit him with it. Yeah. We gotta get him out of here.
All right, cool. All right. Let's see. Okay. We're going to go with wide receivers, West Coast wide receivers. Okay. Jordan Harrison, Cruz, and Barlow. Start cut bench.
Oof. Jordan Harrison, start. He made the USA team, and Oof, man, it's between him and Cruz. Cruz is such a playmaker. Cruz is such a highlight player. So, short answer, start Jordan Harrison, bench Cruz, cut Barlow. Okay. And I love Cruz. Again, I'm not being political here. I love Cruz. Cruz, hey, Cruz is on my team, actually. Cruz is my teammate.
Well, that's going to be awkward.
Yeah.
No, Cruz, we're all family. We're good.
All right. Next up, now you're included in this because this is like if your starting quarterback can't play, you're going to call one of these guys.
Okay.
So, Bobby.
Yep.
You or Stretch?
You have a mental illness, brother. You need to seek help. You need to seek help right away.
I think start cut bench.
You are out of your mind. I'm gonna start Bobby.
Okay. I'll bench
myself, and we're gonna cut Stretch. Stretch is actually a really good player in the Bay Area. When they travel and stuff, they play in rec and comp with like the local guys, which is super super cool. So props to them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. I got two more. We're going to go to the women's side of things. We got Nancy,
okay.
Vanessa,
okay.
And is it Kayla? Is that her name?
That yes.
Played in. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God. Kayla can be USA Olympic team player if she gets like 2, 3, 4 more years of just nonstop experience. She is so good. But to answer your question directly, I'm going to start Vanessa, bench Nancy, and cut Kayla.
Okay. Wow.
Vanessa, Vanessa's, she's unreal. I mean, Nancy's unreal too. Just different skill sets, right? Nancy can rush, which is super hard to do. But I love DBs. I think Vanessa's an incredible DB, and she can run routes. When we have her in co-ed, it's a wrap. When we have her and Nancy, oh, my God. Folks are cooked.
Okay, final one. Now we got to go to the guys in stripes. Okay.
Oh, God. This is going to be actually the easiest question.
It probably is.
Okay, we got Lance, Lenny, and Nick.
Which Nick? My Nick?
Yes, your Nick.
Okay. I'm going to cut Lance, cut Lenny, and cut Nick.
Hey, man, you got to have all this violence.
Lance, I'm going to always start Lance. Lance is has the most experience. Lance knows the rule most, the most out of everybody. Lance, I feel like, cares the most out of everybody. Not just between Lenny and Nick, but just out of everybody. I feel like he cares a lot, even more than you, Ant. So I'm going to start Lance. I'm going to cut Lenny because he doesn't travel as much. And then I'm going to bench Nick. Anytime we need a ref, Nick just steps in. He's a great villain.
Yeah, my only issue with Nick is that he's still rocking the Foot Locker stripes.
I think I fixed that. I think I fixed that. Good. Hang right. Tight. We'll find out this weekend, but I think I fixed that.
And that's actually my fault. So I just went on Amazon and just ordered like freaking 25 ref shirts for our youth league, adult leagues. And just threw it on them, and they've just been rocking it since. So it is. I take full accountability.
Wait. You're also not dressing a grown man. No, don't shake your head with your boy band bangs and try to take accountability where it's not necessary. Hey, yeah, don't do that either, Ant. That looks even weirder.
Hey, can you do a favor for me real quick and just turn it into emo law real quick? Just one side.
And just say it's not a phase.
You guys know who Aaliyah is?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Look, he's screenshotted and everything. It's gonna get real ugly.
Oh man. I think I'm too late. Yeah, don't worry, too I'll late. Gosh. All you gotta say is it's not a phase.
It's not a phase.
It's not a phase.
All right, Law. Well, I appreciate you so much for joining us tonight. Your second appearance, so that means you're doing something right. And I know Jacob will have a lot of fun with you this coming weekend, but it's good to see you as always, man.
Hey, thank you guys for hosting this. Thank you guys for doing this. I think your guys' videos, especially on the little knick-knack paddywhack plays where, like, they don't usually happen often, but they actually do happen often, and people are confused. Well, are you okay, Jacob?
He said knick-knack paddywhack.
I was reading the room, knowing my audience.
Oh. Wait, all right. I guess we got something else to talk about this coming weekend.
Gosh, gnarly, darn it.
Jim Clampin'.
Look, Antlin's offended. I apologize, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Now I gotta leave.
Hey, I'm just saying, if you say that on the spades table, man, there's gonna be problems, all right?
Knick knack paddywhack.
Plays. No, but really, thank you guys for doing those videos, because a lot of players will DM us and ask us a million questions, and now we could just send those clips so that they can understand. One thing I will ask is, after you post that video and you guys ask what's the call, maybe a week later or whatever, just answer it. And I know some of them you do, like Article 5, blah, blah, blah. Someone answer it like directly so that we can always refer back to a video and answer to it. So thank you guys for doing that.
For sure.
Yeah, of course. Yep. All right. Sure. Have a good night, Law.
All right. See you guys. Thank you, man.
See you.
Oh, man. He's always a good time.
He's so fun, man. I'm so glad he was able to hop on and talk.
I feel like you were overly offended for him, and it made the things I was saying about him worse, because
somebody had to be Mama Bear for him.
Me and him joke around like that, so you know he doesn't get it.
He didn't joke around a lot. I think it was you that joked around.
Man, you know what? I'm just trying to get him back for the things he said to Hoosh like a year and a half ago. Like,
oh, so you hold grudges, is what you're okay?
Yeah, why not?
Duly noted.
Isn't that what all good officials do? Is we hold grudges?
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Oh, man. So, speaking of clips that, you know, Law was bringing that up, that definitely has brought a lot of attention. You know, it's very different from what you're used to when you jump on social media and you're used to seeing the head tops or the behind-the-back passes or, you know, amazing flag pulls, things like that. This is very different. We're gearing it towards, you know, penalties that happen. There was one today. You know, I could walk you through it. You want to talk about that one? Is that?
Yeah, absolutely. That walk us through it all that way, and I'll take over from there.
All right, cool. So basically what happens, the clip starts with the ball in the air. So the quarterback is throwing the ball. DB intercepts it. Clearly the rusher, so team B intercepts it from team A. The rusher from team B is already in front of the DB from team B. So they're returning the interception, and the rusher clearly gets in the path of the quarterback trying to pull the DB flag. So that's happening. The player from team B does not make contact with the team A player. But then the team A player pushes, you know, her in the back, pushes her in the back. That player kind of takes out the DB from team B. So they both kind of land like right around, like, let's just say the 2-yard line. Okay. So that's the play. I'll let you break it down, Jacob.
All right. So, I mean, the first thing to keep in mind is we had a change of possession prior to any penalties occurring that we know of, right? So, going into this play, we're seeing a change of possession, and then we're seeing two fouls occur simultaneously, essentially. By the time that the what we would call blocking occurs, the push happens as well. I think right there you have offsetting penalties. So the conversation, and this is what I need to look up because, frankly, I want to make sure I'm 100% right on it. Either you would assess the penalties and offset from the spot they both happen, since they both happen simultaneously in the same place, and you would just mark the ball there, or you'd go back to the original point where the change of possession occurred. And that should be marked by the back judge anyways, so you have a frame of reference to come back to. I know that's not usually something that's practiced often, but however, like in this situation, it'd be necessary. I'm pretty sure that would be the way to do it, is you would offset from the point of the change of possession. So you wouldn't, while teams can accept and decline penalties, when penalties from both teams happen and they offset, they don't get options anymore. So you wouldn't go back to, you know, the other team that threw the interception, getting the ball back and starting from that point. That's too much has happened. A change of possession has happened prior to any foul. So you wouldn't go back to that.
Yeah. Okay. So you got to get some clarification. This is a very knick-knack, paddywhack play that happened. So
yeah, for sure.
As Law said. So I think that that's definitely worth, you know, looking into, because it's better for us to get the answers now and talk through it than it happen as semifinal game of a Fives Pro game in Tampa. You know, so right. It's you know, it's good to work through these things, because I think something that I've noticed at every tournament I've officiated at, something weird happens that you haven't thought of before. And you can read a rule book as much as possible, and you can memorize it and know it line from line, and there's just going to be situations that come up. You know, I think I can remember something like in Vegas, there was a situation where the score was getting close, and I was trying to do the math because, of course, the co-ed number always messes with me a little bit.
Right.
But something that I hadn't thought of, and it wasn't in the rule book, was the mercy rule points at a minute. And a situation that probably doesn't happen a lot in co-ed, because the mercy rule total has to be so big,
right?
You know, but it's just something that, you know, kind of popped into my head, like, oh, are we close? Like, this is a playoff game. This could be, you know, this could factor into it. Of course, the team that's winning and they're up, they don't want to keep playing. They've blown them out, and they want the game to end as fast as possible. So it's like those kind of things that kind of pop up. It's good to, you know, kind of work through, especially if we can find videos of stuff to be able to work through them. So
absolutely.
You know, and I know that, like, just as far as like offsetting penalties, I want to throw another one to kind of put you on the spot a little bit. Simpler, because there's not a change of possession. I know the change of possession is what makes that one a little weird.
Right.
But let's say, for example, it's just a simple play where team A, quarterback throws to the receiver, receiver flag guards, and as he's going out of bounds, the defender, you know, gives them a nice little shove, illegal contact. So we have two live ball penalties.
Yep.
How is that happening? What happens from there?
We're going to offset the penalties because they're both live ball fouls. We're going to replay the down from the original line of scrimmage. That's all we're going to do.
Yeah.
I think what people get mixed up in is if we have a live ball foul, let's say we have the same receiver from team A for that flag guards. Let's say they run out of bounds, plays over, and then team B comes and shoves the player in the chest, right? We're going to have an unsportsmanlike, okay? So we're going to assess the flag guard. We're going to lose that down. Let's just say it was first down. We'll go to second down, subtract 5 from the spot, and then we're going to mark 15, and we're going to give an automatic first to team A. So the biggest thing, you just got to keep track of live ball versus dead ball. There's two live ball fouls. You know, if each team has a live ball foul, they're going to offset. If you have a live ball and then a dead ball, they're not going to offset. You're going to assess both.
Nice. Yeah, so, you know, and those things definitely, offsetting penalties come up. And I know that maybe this is strange to say, but from my viewpoint, offsetting penalties is like the best case scenario.
Absolutely.
I feel like a situation where there's offsetting penalties, it just kind of makes everybody happy. Like, everybody feels like they got something out of it.
Yeah, I think it takes the temperature down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because both teams realize, hey, the only thing that we lost here, and both teams did, they both lost time, right? They lost time that they're not going to get back. So we're going to go back to the original spot. We're just going to replay it. We're going to keep things moving. So if you're able to tell them that there's fouls on both teams that we're going to keep going with, they should be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's great when it's a situation where the crew can come together real quick and they can have a conversation. I remember officiating one of Duelist tournaments, and it just so happened that there was a flag guard on the offense, and then there was a stripping on the defense. I threw a flag because I saw the flag guard. My downfield official saw the stripping. So we both came together and it was real simple. What'd you see? Oh, I saw a stripping on the defense. I saw a flag guard on the offense. Okay, cool. Offsetting replay. It works that, I mean, that's like perfect world where we both saw different things, you know, so it's not like trying to sort through, well, I saw this and I might've seen this or, you know, anything like that. We both individually saw a penalty that happened. So.
Yep. And I think the other biggest thing is to not grandstand your penalty to try to diminish what somebody else called and try to make it to where it's just your penalty that's being enforced. You both have penalties that happen. Assess both of them, offset them, you know, and keep things moving. If you saw a flag guard and I see, you know, a hold 5 yards later, we're not going to, you know, say, well, I got a flag guard. You should have that too. And we all, you know, we're supposed to be a team. Well, we are a team because you still had a foul. I had a foul. We're in separate spots. We're looking at separate things. And we have separate angles. Let's assess it all at once when we need to and then keep it moving.
Yeah, no, for sure. One other thing I just want to go over tonight as far as the co-ed game, there was a big change in the rule book recently. Yeah.
Yep.
And you want to talk about that as far as safeties go in co-ed?
Yeah, so I think we tried to do our best to balance everything out, make sure that, like, you know, our female participation was weighed evenly to male participation. But one thing we hadn't adjusted or hadn't acknowledged was, you know, female safeties. We've got a lot more female rushers now that are playing the game. That's something that should be acknowledged. So if a female gets a sack in the end zone, we get a safety. It does count as 3 points now, not two. So there is that adjustment that has been made to the USA rule book.
Nice. Yeah, and I used to rush, so to me, any more credit you can give rushers is cool. And like you said, I think there's a lot more female rushers. I know that there's a strategy behind it. I don't think I was ever smart enough to be able to strategize the way that good co-ed teams do. Like, it just seems like a really big chess match. And I think there is some sort of strategy of why you have a female rusher compared to having a male rusher. I don't understand it, but
you're also a dude, so you know you wouldn't get more points. So just keep that in mind.
Whatever, man. Just cool. Just cool to give rushers more points.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to be a chill dude. Okay.
Yeah, just trying to be a chill guy, chill rough guy.
Just trying to be a chill rough guy.
Hey, so I think you need to get on the hot seat tonight.
Of course you do.
First off, before I put you on the hot seat, did you see how ancient those pictures were of Craig and Mark Williams and Mike Holmes?
I mean, I don't think the ones of I don't think the one of Mike's that ancient. I think the
Mike was
the picture of Craig was, I mean, that was back in his playing days. I mean, he still hasn't changed that much. Mark, on the other hand, that's a pretty old, I mean, he's playing with Fisher-Price flag, so there's that.
yeah.
So, yeah, that was a pretty fun picture of good old Marky Mark.
I don't know if maybe they don't check the they don't log into AOL on Sundays.
Mark called me today. Mark called me about that. Yeah. Mark called me about that. His feelings are hurt. He got cut. His feelings are hurt.
Oh, okay. So he actually was able to like figure out how to go into YouTube and watch it.
Yeah, yeah. Once he put the cigarette down, he was able to figure it out. So he used both hands.
Yeah. I won't say who, but I did have a conversation with someone this past week that was like, well, I don't know how to watch the whole episode. And I had to, had to walk them through, like, oh, you know, you go into YouTube and we have this page.
Well, maybe all these little mini clips, you ought to start posting the links.
I do post the link every.
I'm just trying to be a chill guy, okay?
All right, cool. Let's put you on the hot seat to close out the night before you get out of here, because there's no reason not to, in my opinion.
All right, well, you're wrong, but that's fine. Hit it.
Okay, so all right, so here we go. We're gonna go with quarterbacks, women quarterback, female quarterbacks. Okay. We got Vanita. Mm-hmm. We got Ava. Mm-hmm. And Diana Flores.
All right, so we're cutting Diana. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way real quick. What format are we playing? What style are we playing? That matters.
Okay. Well, we're going to play I'm trying to like change this so Diana gets the start. But we'll just do fives non-contact, normal fives non-contact. Fives we're non-contact. Playing in Tampa, you know.
All right, so I'm cutting Diana. I'm going to start V and I'm going to bench Ava. If this was contact, I would flip the two. For the record, I would. Ava played contact with Lady Supreme and balled out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't think V has a. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't think she has a contact background. Where Ava does. That would probably be the one up for her. But
yeah, I know that she does. She does play that sevens. Kind of contact that we saw, you know, there was a tournament. That's like kind of, I don't think that's full contact though, right?
Well, apparently somebody's getting their face reconstructed over it. So there's got to be some contact there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right. Fair enough.
Yeah. I'll stick with what I said.
No, that's great. I completely disagree.
Yeah, I know. I know you do. That's why I said it.
All right, fair enough. So next up, we're gonna go to receivers. All right, so we got Neek, and then we got Clam, and I just don't want to mispronounce her name. Is it Delia? Is that how you say it?
She's getting benched. I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Right, she's on the national team.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Well,
you can't say her name, so bench her.
bench her cut.
No, cut.
Cut
her. I'm gonna put Clam on the bench, and I'm gonna start Neek.
Okay. All right. I apologize. I don't want to mispronounce someone's name.
I'm just gonna cut them anyways. Cut it out.
All right. Cool.
Cut it out.
All right. Well, fair enough. That was a few women start cut bench. You know, we want to represent the female side of things and show them some love as well. This has been a lot of fun. Bay Area. What's your flight looking like?
So
going coast to coast.
So fly. It's direct. I'm very happy about that. It's direct from Charlotte. So I fly out at 10 Friday morning. I land at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. And Coop and I have got the day. We're going to go do a little exploring Friday, I think. Might go check out where we're supposed to be playing just to make sure it's actually a park and not, you know, somewhere we're not supposed to be. but yeah, I think we're going to do a little bit of exploring. Usually we try to catch a game of some sort, like a professional game or something like that, if it's a possibility. I don't know if we will or not. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to San Francisco, so looking to kind of just to kind of see things.
Yeah, you know, it's so I do have family that lives in the Bay Area. So the last time I was there, my cousin did kind of take me around a little bit, a few different places in San Francisco. It's really cool because there's a lot that you can see just from driving. Where you don't, you know, ultimately, if you want to go see, like, if you want to take a ferry to go see Alcatraz, you can do that. Just,
oh,
you know,
tell me to go to jail. That's cool. Yeah.
You know, hang out where Al Capone was at, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
But there's some really cool places that you can definitely, like, you can drive by and have a good, really cool view of the Golden Gate Bridge. There's just a lot of history in San Francisco. And so, yeah, I think that'll be cool for you guys. And a good experience. And, you know, it's a good-looking tournament. I think there's going to be a lot of great games. And you know, I think it's cool that, you know, in California got another big tournament out there. So
yeah, for sure. This is the third time going out there this year. I think this is – I'm looking forward to this the most. Seems like we're, you know, as knock on wood, we're most stacked to have for this one as far as officials go. I've started building some pretty good relationships with guys out there. Shout out to Lance for getting a lot of his guys that are coming, that are just getting into flag from tackle that did flag this past season with the high school girls. He got a lot of those guys. They're very eager to get out there and learn and do the right things. And from the conversations I've had with them, they're going to be lock, stock, ready to go. No knick-knack, paddywhack. For them, so it should be a good weekend, man. I've got some of the usual suspects too that are going to be there, so I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good time.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man. Well, I think that's good enough. You don't need me on the hot seat anymore. Well, you know, and
I was expecting more. I was expecting some other questions, but hey, that's fine. That's cool. We'll leave it.
Oh, you want something else?
Nah,
I mean,
We're good.
All right, cool. Yeah, we'll save some of those Texas Florida conversations when we get Coop back on here or when, you know, maybe we get Pat on again. Because I don't know. The Star Cup bench is a lot of fun to me. I think it's different than the normal conversation. And you know, it's something fun to look at. But that being said, we are clocks running. This is the podcast. I don't know, on the Instagram, I don't know if you know this, but we are the number one ranked world's best flag football podcast.
Hold on. Did you just say the Instagram?
What? Did I say that?
Yeah,
I don't
know. You definitely did.
Hey man, I'm only a few short months away from 40.
See that, Grandpa.
Anyway, that being said, we appreciate everyone that is, you know, following us and subscribe to our YouTube. YouTube experience is the best. Specifically for tonight's episode, you got to watch YouTube to see Law's haircut, and that's the most important part tonight. But you know, it's a lot of fun. You spazzed out at one point, Jacob. Did you turn your camera off on purpose? Was that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. It seemed times that there was a reason for that, but okay, fair enough. Well, anyway, you'll see that on YouTube, and I think YouTube's the best experience. I have fun going back and listening to what everyone says and things that I missed or whatever. But if you're just, you know, you got your headphones in and you you want to listen to it. If you're a boomer like me and you want to listen to it on a podcast platform, we are everywhere. So whatever it is, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, there's some podcast platform called Deeker. We're on there. We're all over the place. But then where I think the bulk of our content that really a lot of people are interested in and viewing is on Instagram, on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Threads. That's where you're going to see the clips. That's where lots of good discussions. Again, I appreciate the community for not turning it into we know what flag football can do for people. And you see conversations where there's like 130 comments on a post and it's really like people bashing each other and things like that. I appreciate what our audience has done, and they look at this clip and yeah, there's some jokes here and there, but mostly it's people actually talking about, well, this is what the rule is. This is what I think it is. Shout out Deuce. He chimes in. Maybe he could take his down a little bit, but that dude, yeah. We're all used to what Deuce does.
Football guys apparently are ruining everything.
I just love his percentage of this is why 98% of officials are bad at their job. So all right, well, that being said, Jacob, you have anything else you want to add?
Nah, man, that's it. Just looking forward all to right, this weekend. Cool. Everybody in the Bay, we'll see you there.
Yep, have a good night.
You too, man.